सुनिए सरा गुना केगा।
By listening to the word of God regularly, a person becomes an ocean of virtues.
सुनिए सेख पीर पातसा।
By listening to the word of God intently, one gets the fame and glory of sheikhs, peers and kings.
सुनिए अंधे पावेरा।
Listening to the word of God regularly with full concentration enables even a spiritually ignorant person to follow successfully the path to God realization.
सुनिए हाथ होवे असगा।
God, who at one time seems to be somewhere very far away and beyond reach, on listening to the word of God regularly now appears to be a constant companion within.
नानक भगता सदा विगास, सुनिए दुख पाप का नास।
Nanak says that the dedicated devotees of God are always blissful within. On listening to the word of God intently and on a regular basis, devotees can get rid of their sins, pain and suffering.
मन्ने की गत कहीं न जाए।
No one can describe the high spiritual state of a devotee who not only listens to Naam Bani but also has firm faith and belief in God.
जे को कहे पीछे पछताए।
If anyone tries to assess and state the spiritual achievement of a devotee, he will repent when he realizes that he could not do justice to the devotee.
कागत कलम न लिखनहार।
No one could put pen to paper to sufficiently describe the spiritual achievement of the faithful.
मने का बै करन विचार।
Even if many get together to assess the spiritual achievement of the faithful, they could not sufficiently describe the greatness of the devotee.
ऐसा नाम निरंजन होए, जे को मन जाने मन कोए।
Provided the devotee acts upon the sacred word of God with faith and devotion, it rewards him immensely. Reciting Naam is so very rewarding only if one was to practice it with firm faith and belief.
मने सुरत होवे मन बुद्ध, मने सगल पवन की सुध।
The faithful who builds a firm faith and belief in God awakens to a higher consciousness and awareness.
मने मो चोटा ना खाए।
The faithful does not have to suffer the consequences flowing from the five principal vices of illicit desires, काम, fury, क्रोध, greed, लोभ, undue attachment, मोह and ego, हंकार।
मने जम के साथ न जाए।
The faithful does not take to the path of wrong actions and as a result does not suffer the consequences of wrong actions.
ऐसा नाम निरंजन होए, जे को मन जाने मन कोए।
If the faithful acts upon the sacred word of God, Naam, with devotion, it rewards him immensely. Reciting Naam is so very rewarding only if one was to practice it with firm faith and belief.
मने मार्ग ठाक न पाए।
The faithful will not face any difficulties in realizing God within himself.
मने पतस्यों पर गद जाए।
The faithful earns respect and honor in his life and he departs from this earth in honor and fame.
मने मग्न चले पंथ।
The faithful follows the high road to God, does not take the narrow paths. He does not blindly follow futile rites and rituals. He is not easily led astray.
मने तर्म से ती संबंध।
The faithful develops a direct relationship of love and reverence with God.
ऐसा नाम निरंजन होए, जे को मन जाने मन कोए।
So wonderful is the word of the Almighty Naam that if one remembers the Lord through Naam, one is rewarded immensely. Reciting Naam is so very rewarding if one practices it with firm faith and belief.
मन्ने पावे मोख द्वार।
The faithful attains salvation from the cycle of birth and death.
मन्ने परवारे सादार।
The faithful becomes a savior for his family.
मन्ने तरे तारे गुरसिख।
The faithful is saved and in turn saves many others.
मन्ने नानक pave na pik.
The faithful never begs from anyone but the Lord Almighty.
Aisa naam niranjan hoye, je ko man jaane man koye.
So wonderful is the word of the Almighty Naam, that if one remembers the Lord through Naam, one is rewarded immensely. Reciting Naam is so very rewarding if one practices it with firm faith and belief.
Panch parwan, panch pardaan.
Saints who have won God's grace through meditation are accepted in His court and they are approved by Him as leaders and guides for others.
Panche pave darge maan.
Saints are honored in the Lord's court.
Panche sohe dar rajan.
Saints are so honored by God that they look very dignified and respected in His kingdom.
Pancha ka gur ek tyan.
They achieve the status of honor by meditating and concentrating on the one Master, the Almighty Himself.
Je ko kahe kare vichar, karte kahe karne nahi sumar.
If one was to assess and describe God's accomplishments, one would find that His creations and achievements are limitless. There was a mythical belief at the time of Guru Nanak that a white bull supports the earth. That belief is untrue. As a matter of fact, the laws of the Lord support this earth. God with His compassion has stabilized the entire universe through His string of laws.
Je ko bujhe hove sachyar, tavle upar keta par.
His spiritual enlightened person visualizes in his mind that a bullock cannot support the limitless weight of the universe.
Tarti hor pare hor hor, tisite par tale kavanjor.
There are numerous planets in the universe beneath and beyond. If a bullock supports all of them, then on what platform does the bullock stand?
Ji jat ranga ke naav, sabna likhya vudi kulam.
Men of various colors, creeds and religious sects have continuously made efforts to give an account of the mysteries of the universe but have failed.
Eyo likha likh jane koe, likha likhya keta hoye.
Imagine for a moment that one knows an accurate account of the creation of the universe. How vast will such an account be?
Keta taan swalyo roop.
How great is His power hidden in His universe? How great is the beauty seen in nature?
Keti daat jane kon koot.
Who can measure the vastness of the gifts He has given to man?
Kitab sao eko kwao, tiste hoy lakh daryao.
His single command also caused millions of rivers of life to flow.
Kudrat kavan kaha vichar, varya na java ek var.
How can I express the excellence of His creation, the excellence of Mother Nature? I cannot offer myself a sacrifice unto Him and thank Him enough.
Jo tud paave sahi palikar, tu sada salamat nirankar.
Whatever pleases the Lord is a good undertaking for me. Whatever pleases Him is the only good done. Dear Lord, the Formless One, You are here to stay forever and ever and to look after Your creation.